direct from 95 BFM. It's Friday Live, thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
Welcome to the BFM Studios, SJD.
Hey, how are you going, John?
I'm good. Very excited to actually finally meet you. I think last time I saw you play live was part of that big Neil Young live Rust tribute thing at, well, that was at the Altair Centre, wasn't it?
Or is it, it was somewhere. Yeah. I can't really remember, to be honest. Was it Town Hall? Was it Civic? Was it?
I don't know. It was good, though.
It sounds right. The Altair Centre sounds right.
Yeah, I was skeptical of the whole thing, but I think...
So as was I.
Yeah, I think that particular live Neil Young record is just burnt into the DNA of, you know, people in New Zealand. It's just crazy. I was, by the time the concert was, you know, wrapping up, I was just so invested. I was like, Jesus Christ, this is so good. was it fun to play?
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun. I mean, evenly that album, this was the country that it was the biggest seller, mm-hmm. or something like that, or per capita at least anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm playing with all those people, and it wasn't like doing a normal kind of tribute show thing, not that I've done lots of them, but it's just a bunch of great musicians that I really massively respect who all love Neil Young and want to do the right thing by that music, so.
Does covering a live album give the musicians performing a bit more room to breathe? Like it doesn't feel as like scripted?
Potentially, actually true, because I did the Abbey Road one and there was a lot less room to move with that stuff. You really had to nail... Mm-hmm. That kind of those songs, but it's the fact that it's Neil Young. I mean, he's just jams. So many of those songs. It was good for me because I'm a relatively primitive musician. A lot of them are just same chord progression all the way through. Mm-hmm. And they end when people feel like ending. So
That's awesome. Now, the reason you're in here, Sean, is you've got a brand new album, which is out on vinyl, called Sweetheart. Can you give me a bit of background on this, how it all came together, where you recorded it?
I mean, it was recorded at home in my own little studio, most of it. The impetus, was after the first lockdown, really. I tried writing songs during the lockdown, but the best I could do was make biscuits. It just wasn't a very creative time for me. And coming out of that, just felt the urge, so I started making it and had a few goes at it. The few songs came and went. Lots of sort of songs describing the kind of the lockdown experience and the pandemic experience. But in the end, they weren't as successful. And then... now it's made up of about 50% songs that had been sitting around for a while before that in an unfinished state. So, yeah.
Is it quite nice going back to some of like some old ideas and going, well, that was actually pretty, I was on one here?
It can be, yeah. I mean, a lot of them had been sort of asking to be released for a while. And having an aim to get an album finished and out meant that I had to do that very, very difficult work of finishing them. Unlike the beautiful, enjoyable work of starting them, finishing a song is an entirely different matter.
So did you do all the groundwork at home and then truck on into Roundhead to get some stuff down?
I trucked on into Roundhead a couple of times for what I guess I call the medley on the B side. I had to go in and get Chris O'Connor to play some beautiful drums on that, and then I came in right at the end of the process to get PL came and played some strings for me, just multi-tracked, and also got some oboe in there as well. Just as a part of the finishing process. So part of this right at the start of the process and right at the end of the process, But otherwise, it's pretty much done in my little downstairs studio.
Nice one. And the artwork, we've got, I guess, aqua blue, would you say, or teal?
Yeah,
or?
I tried to get it. I mean, when I first designed it, it had more of a sort of an electric turquoise kind of vibe going on, but that couldn't be reproduced in print. So it ended up that kind of colour, which I think is actually quite nice anyway. So,
and everyone's, I know we've just had Bird of the Year, but the Humble Seagull.
Well, it's, I mean, I think we're right in for getting the Humble Seagull as Bird of the Year next year, thanks to my efforts.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, in all good record stores.
And all good record stores, and even some bad ones, probably.
The seagull, eh? So good. I mean, this is our Friday Live segment. You've brought in a guitar.
Yeah.
Would you be so kind as to play us a song or two?
I'll have a crack at it. My voice is still a little COVID-y, so maybe you'll get half a song.
Okay.
Maybe
you'll get a couple.
We'll see how it goes.
Just however, if you're feeling it.
Sure.
My mic on, I'm gonna clap.
Give it some volume.
It's tough to beat a gas station pie.
Or a good gas station pie, because usually it comes at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, food is always better when you're ready for it.
Yes.
And if you're getting one from a gas station, you're ready for a pie, I think. Yeah,
totally. 100%. That's so true.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, is that one, that one's on the new record?
That is. That's called Waterhole. Yes.
Okay. All right. Excellent.
Obviously, it's called Waterhole.
Yes. Now, are you going to get out and play a few shows in support of this record? Is that on the horizon?
Yeah, well, I mean, as might be evidence, I'm a little on the rusty side, so I'm, you know, but hoping to get out there around April, you know. I've got, you know, haven't quite decided yet, put the band together again or go out and try a solo. I've got a few little ideas, but it's under development.
What does, yeah. I mean, who's a SJD band comprised of? Who's in the band?
Well, I've been living in Dunedin, so I'm not quite sure whether I'll be, whether it'll be like a pretty well-heeled and probably slightly nostalgia-laden Auckland band,
mm-hmm.
which would be Chris O'Connor, James Duncan, Mike Hall, Sandy Milk, and yeah, I don't know, probably Claire on the keys there.
Also, very safe hands.
Or maybe, who knows, maybe I'll get a South Island band together. I'm not sure. I mean, there's some pretty mean players in the South Island. Just depends whether they're interested enough to sort of just give it a, you know.
Is that you, Martin Phillips? Oh, hello, Shane Carter. Are you?
Yeah. No, I don't think it'll be Shane. Shane's got his own thing going on. And he's been playing for Don too, yes. So I think he's probably full to the brim with being a jobbing musician.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, nice. Okay, so, I mean, I find it interesting that you say that you're a bit rusty, but you've just been playing Beatles shows.
No, not this time around. Didn't do these ones. Okay. No, that was a little while ago. That was pre-lockdown.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so, yes.
Okay. So are you pounding the pavement, doing a big run of press, essentially. Is that why you're in Auckland at the moment?
I have to come up to mow the lawns.
Yes.
Apart from that, saying hello to people and and hanging out and just a few little odd jobs and bits and pieces that I had to do. So
yeah, nice one. Yeah, some life admin. Would you be kind enough to? How are you feeling? Do you want to play us another one?
Right.
Another
if you thought was that
I
right?
thought that was great.
Was that
I was like, yes.
Okay, you know, maybe I'll have a crack at Beautiful Haze. That's one I used to be able to play at some stage. So,
okay.
To smash the state, but it's getting late. Mostly I'm just working for the man. It might be good to tell the boss that I don't give a toss, to stick his lame ass job, but I'm not sure that I can. Is mostly fine with me. It seems to me the only place to be. Wake up from your beautiful haze. Rise up, smash your beautiful chains. Climb out of your beautiful maze. Rise up, rise up. Won't make beautiful remains. All that's left is a beautiful hour, and it's ours, ours. I sit here listening in 5.1 when the day is done. I look around at everything and it's all good. I nail my addicts to the lunchroom door, make love, not war. They say just do it, I just did it and it seemed I really could. just a puny guy on a blue-green ball. Got no problem with it, thought it all. Oh, uh-huh. Wake up from your beautiful haze. Rise up, smash your beautiful chains. Climb out of your beautiful maze. Rise up, rise up. Climb down from your beautiful tower. You know you won't make beautiful remains. All that's left is a beautiful hour. And it's ours.
That was awesome. I love that song, man.
Cool.
It's like burnt. There's like also another song that I think's burnt into every BFM listener's, you know, like subconscious.
Sure. Yeah. Yep. No, it's good. Well, that version was an easy 5.5, 6 out of 10.
Yeah. You can just blame it on COVID, man. Just blame it on COVID. Now, okay. All right. So the fact of the matter is you're in here to plug SJD's Sweetheart, which is out on vinyl in all good record stores.
Yes.
It's on white vinyl. Are they all on white vinyl?
They're all on white vinyl.
Okay.
It looks quite elegant, I think.
It does. Yeah. It matches the seagull on the cover.
Totally.
Yeah, nice. Did you get it pressed at Holiday?
I did indeed, and they did a bang-up job of it.
Yeah,
and
good
considering
dudes.
How much back and forth there had to be, just me kind of going, you know that last bit that we submitted, particularly with the artwork, could we change it a little bit? And they were very accommodating. So holiday accommodation.
Yeah. Oh, they're nice. They're nice. I've met them a few times. They're really nice dudes.
Yeah.
Okay. Five gold stars to them. And okay, I reckon we should spin. Sean, we should spin one off it. The opening track, side one.
Yeah.
My exploding head. Yes.
Yes.
Do you have some background on this song for us?
That's one of the later songs to be written, one of the last couple, and and it had a sort of a passable falsetto for me in the chorus, and I thought, wouldn't that be great if I got a really, really good singer to sing that? So Tammy came along and sung the chorus for me, Tammy Nelson, and she knocked it out of the park, I reckon. So it's a better song for it.
Excellent. Sean, SJD, thank you very much for coming in. Everyone out there listening, go pick up this record. You'll see it on the shelf. It's got a great looking seagull on there.
Very good looking seagull. Thanks, Johnny.
This is it on vinyl.
Bye.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.